been reporting this lunchtime some 95% of the EU-UK future relationship treaty after Brexit has been completed, but there remain large gaps on the key stumbling blocks. Despite progress at a meeting of the European Commission this morning, member states are now considering whether or not an agreement that might be reached in the coming days will have to be applied provisionally from the 1st of January and ratified later because of the shortage of time. We can talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, what are EU ambassadors saying about where we are in relation to the timescale for all this now?
Well, Brian, this was a briefing of EU ambassadors this morning. It's a regular update for member states, and Michel Barnier was supposed to do it himself, but of course a senior member of his team tested positive for COVID yesterday, so he's in isolation. So it was a senior official from the European Commission who basically spelled out that yes, 95% of the text is complete, but the key issues of the level playing field, fisheries and governance, or how disputes will be resolved, still major gaps there. And on the timing issue, they are starting to ask questions now about how this can all be done by the end of the year, because the transition period ends at 11 o'clock UK time on the night of December 31st. The European Parliament is due to ratify the treaty on the 16th of December, but to do that, they need to run it through committees. There's a whole series of legal procedures that have to be done. It has to be translated into 23 languages. It has to be legally scrubbed, as they say. And there's a real fear now that they simply won't have time to do this, even if they do get an agreement in the next week or so. So there is some talk now that perhaps it could be provisionally applied from the 1st of January if they do indeed get a deal. And that would buy a couple of weeks more time. But that would mean that the European Parliament would have to ratify it after it's been agreed.
And does it have a bearing on I suppose, the answer we're all looking for, whether it's going to be a deal or not?
Well, I suppose if the European Union feels it has more time on its hands to negotiate, then that's always a good thing. But at the same time, they've been kicking around the same issues for months now. And the feeling is that, you know, for this to happen, there needs to be a tough political decision made by Boris Johnson, and that he's simply not made that decision yet. And the broader sense in Brussels is that the EU could handle a no deal better than the UK, and that, you know, they will perhaps take a decision to opt for strategic patience now and just sit back and say, well, these are our red lines on the level playing field on fisheries. You know, let us know when you're ready to do a deal. But again, you know, this all increases the tension, and it raises the stakes, because both sides might then believe that time is on their side and they may not move. So that's the risk there. And certainly member states are saying we need to start publishing contingency plans for no deal.
Very good. Tony Connolly in Brussels. Thank you very much for that.